It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado law could soon protect the rights of people with disabilities in a new arena, organ transplants. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A study in 2008 found that almost half of organ transplant programs would consider denying or deprioritizing a transplant for a child with a neurodevelopmental disability. In Colorado, Representative David Ortiz wants to ban those programs from using any kind of disability as a sole reason to disqualify someone.
At the most basic, essential level, they're saying our lives are not worth it. Because we all understand, or we all should understand, what a gift that an organ can be.
The measure would allow people to sue healthcare providers that are in violation. The bipartisan bill has passed both chambers and now awaits the governor's signature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Lawmakers say Colorado will need thousands more child care workers to meet demand in the years ahead. Rebuilding the workforce following the pandemic is the focus of legislation headed to the state house floor. Representative Tammy Story says her bill would allocate $13 million in federal and state funds, in part to build the workforce.
The opportunities include coursework payment assistance, loan forgiveness, apprenticeships, mentorships, and bonus payments.
The bill also includes grants to bring down the cost of child care, especially for families in poverty. Three teenagers camped Friday night at the state capitol to send the message that Black Lives Matter isn't going away after Derek Chauvin's conviction. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
Rahma Ahmed, Araya Johnson, and Ashira Campbell are the three teens who stuck through a cold night to protest the death of Micaiah Bryant, a Black teenager shot and killed by police in Ohio last week.
I am sick of talking about my people dying.
That's Campbell, who said she and her friends are exhausted by a seemingly endless stream of tragedy.
We're only 17, 18 years old. We shouldn't be out here right now. We should be asleep. We should be chilling. I'm thinking about if my life matters.
They didn't get much sleep, but in the morning they said they felt invigorated with a new sense of purpose. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The number of applications from tenants and landlords seeking rental assistance because of the pandemic continues to grow. Numbers from the Division of Housing show more than 3,000 people applied as of last week, asking for more than $23 million. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.